There's no guarantee that that will come back, and there's no plan B. And the council does have a land bank in Lufford. They've had it from 1999, and they have confirmed today that they don't actually have a plan. They said they'll look at that when they get the other results back from the tenders for the turnkey development, but they don't have a plan B, and that's not of much use to the people in Lufford who are waiting on houses, who are dependent on houses.
What you're being told, effectively, is that there will be a plan on the table and that there'll be firm proposals brought to the council in March. You're saying that's too late?
No, what they're actually saying is they will have the results of the tendering process in March, but if that fails, then they'll tell me what they're going to do. But my argument is that's not of much use or much hope to the people who are waiting for a house. I think that the council should have the land bank. They should be carrying on. There's more need in Lufford than what the turnkey is probably going to be able to turn up. And the council should have a plan B so they can implement it, because plans take time. And it will take time to get to a stage where the council will be building houses there. And I think that that's a disgrace whenever people are waiting on houses for so long.
Is this something you can pursue before full council later this month?
Well, they have undertaken at municipal level, at this level here, that they'll come back to the next meeting or when they get that report. And I think it would be wise to wait till we get that report. But it's disappointing that while we're waiting on that report, that they're not really working on a plan B. I think it's easier to have a plan and not have to implement it than to have no plan at all and have families wait.